Beer, an alcoholic drink made from yeast, fermented malt flavored with hops. Abel, having the power, skill, means, or opportunity to do something. Dad, a person who is corny or embarrassing in the way that a father figure might be.
Daddy's home!
I love you, Daddy!
When you bring all three of those words together, you get the Beerable Dad Podcast. Welcome. What is up, and welcome back to another episode of the Beerable Dad Podcast. Hopefully everybody's doing good. Christmas is upon us. Only a few days away when this comes out. Hopefully everybody's looking forward to it, getting everything that they wanted. I know I am. We're super excited. We did the elf on a shelf thing this year. Well, again, we do it usually every year. It turns into kind of a pain in the ass, to be honest. You gotta move that friggin' thing every day and come up with a new idea for it or something. And some days it gets somewhat challenging. But then again, when we got it, my little girl was so excited that the elves were here that she ran downstairs to wake up her brother. Just to see the happiness on her face was really nice. Like, I really enjoy that. She just is genuinely excited for Christmas. Discretion. If you're listening to this with your children, just turn it off right now. Okay? Because we're gonna talk about some subjects. Yeah. So be sure to, if you're listening to it with the children, maybe just turn it off for now. Yeah. Yeah. You know. Anyways, that's your heads up. You got 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so moving on. So I think my son has slowly but surely stopped believing in Santa Claus. And it's kind of disappointing to me because, I don't know, he's my little boy and I don't want him to grow up. I may have said this already. But I don't think he's a believer anymore, and it's somewhat saddening to see that he is growing up so fast. The other day he was looking up on his phone if Santa was real, and of course there's a bunch of stuff that says Santa is real, but he also reads, he's not stupid, he looks up the stuff that is real. I've thought he's known for probably a couple, maybe a year and a half at least. But yeah, it's kind of hard to negate when you have one that believes wholeheartedly and then you have one that doesn't believe. I think I'm going to take him for a drive and just have a little chat with him about how he could be wrecking it for his sister, which is something that I don't want to happen, because to see her light up is it's awesome. It's one of my favorite things. And I'm not a Christmas person by no means. I actively do not like it. I tell people I don't like it. But since becoming a dad, seeing them light up about it has made things so much nicer. Like, it has made Christmas a good thing for me now. So I think I'm going to take him for a little drive and just say, hey, buddy, like, I get that you understand what's happening, but maybe you need to, like, pretend even for your sister. Because it is one of those hard things. Like, you don't want to lie to him and try and force him to believe when he's not a dumb kid. But yeah, it's super hard. Like, you're not sure how to exactly go about it. Yeah, it's one of those things it is really hard. And I don't have an answer for how to deal with it. Because this is my first time dealing with it. If you have older kids, man, by all means, please let me know. All the links I've told you about before, go check them out. Send me a message. But like, as a, on a parent side of thing, it's hard. It's really hard trying to, like, if we only had him, it would be much easier. Because then you go, yeah, hey, buddy, look at, maybe you're right. Maybe Santa Claus isn't real. But if you know of little kids, like, don't go around them and tell them that, because that's not right. But yeah, I don't know. And then, like, you don't want, I don't know. I'm not sure how to, like, get this. Like, it's a hard thing. You don't want to push, but you don't want, it's hard. I'll just say that it's really hard figuring it out, because, like I said before, I want my little girl to believe still, but I know he has kind of slowly given up on it. So, anyways, that's been a hard one lately, dealing with that. And the other thing that's kind of hard, like, at this time of year is figuring out, like, what is age appropriate nowadays? Because I know as I get older, the age appropriateness of things has changed. Like, when I was 11 years old, I never dreamt about getting a cell phone. Never even dreamt about it. Like, I think I got my first cell phone at, like, 16 or 17. That was my first thing. But, like, I might have mentioned, like, my son has a cell phone. Because they walk to school, and there are things where you go, I know it's not a need, but it sure makes things a lot easier if anything were to happen to him. Yeah, it's different. And then, like, another thing that we've gotten him is this year he'll be getting his own laptop for school, etc. With the way that things are going, everything is digital nowadays. Like, he does a lot of schooling on, like, at school through the computer. So if I can make it a little easier for him to do his schoolwork, that's great. But my worry is that he'll end up using or being too much into playing games on it, which he will. I'd almost guarantee he will. But it's just like, when is the right time for something as a parent? I am not an expert on this. Like, I'm going through this as an 11-year-old for my oldest as a boy and an 8-year-old as my girl. So I'm not 100% on all my stuff. Like, I want to make sure that they are doing or, like, being brought up properly and not too quickly. But I find, like, this time and age, like, kids are being, like, it's quicker and quicker. They're growing up. It's quite unbelievable how fast a child is, like, growing up. Like, they go, they go from, like, sweet and innocent to, like, almost feeling like a teenager in a matter of a couple months, it feels like. And, yeah, it's trying. It's trying at times. But I love them. They're good kids. But figuring out practical ages for things is another crazy thing that I am going through. I hope that, like, I'm hoping that it all turns out well. And I'm sure it will. It's just going to take some time to get through it, I think. It's a learning curve. We're learning as we go, like any parent is. And that's one thing I don't think I ever understood, like, about my parents even, is that they're just as unthought as you are. Like, there's no difference up to a certain point. But, like, as a parent talking to their parent, like, there's no difference. Like, your parents had no clue what they were doing when they were trying to burp you, as you have no clue trying to burp your child. Oh, do you hit it this hard? How not hit it, sorry. Burp it this hard. But, like, you understand it more now that you're older. I'm sure that's a thing for everybody. If you don't, like, that's scary. So, yeah, that's a big one. Just negating things, like coming of age. Like, the Santa Claus thing has really taken me for a loop with my son. Like, I don't know. I keep going back to it, but it is really, like, I kind of was, like, telling him the other day, like, you got to just be quiet about it. You can't. And then, like, I'm trying to say it to him, like, if you don't believe, you don't receive. So that maybe he's like, oh, geez, Dad, maybe Santa is real. But you can see it in his eyes. It's a feeling that definitely is not a believer anymore. So it's something else. It's something else. So for any other parent out there dealing with these same things, hey, I think everybody's dealing with it the exact same way you are. You're not sure. You're trying to do the best you can. So good for you. Another thing I've been having a lot of fun with since it is the Christmas season is Christmas movies. Man, I love a good Christmas movie. Sorry. I love one good Christmas movie. It's called Elf. I recommend everybody go out, digitally, however you want to get Elf, the movie, and watch it with your kids. It is fantastic. Will Ferrell is amazing in it. Just the childhood, the childhoodness of it. Like there's a, where he answers a phone. Buddy answers a phone. His name is Buddy the Elf. And he goes, Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? I laugh every single time. And like me and my little girl will sit there, bucket of popcorn, watch that movie. We love it. It is our favorite. So I think it's really nice and important to have like a favorite movie with your children. Or like even a genre. Like me and my son really like the James Bond movies. So we just recently watched the new James Bond and loved it. Like it's such a good movie. And I suppose that's one of those things where it would depend on the parent at which age they're allowed to watch this stuff at. But for the most part, it's like music for me and stuff. It's art. It's subjective. Any age that the parent feels it should be able to watch it at is the age that they should be able to watch it at, I think. If you get a chance, go check out Elf. It's older, I guess. It's I'm not even sure when it came out, but it is quite fantastic. Everybody should go check it out. We need more feel good stuff like that, especially with these last few years of COVID and things like that. And I'm not going to get on to anything about COVID because everybody else beats it to death. So that's why I want to stay positive, send out some good, happy thoughts and vibes to everybody because it's Christmas time. And even if, you might be a little down because of COVID, just remember that if you have kids, this is their time. It's their time, and you should, if you're in a depression, whatever, be sure to go get help, go talk to somebody, go do whatever you need to do, because those kids need you, and that's a tough one to hear for some people, because you don't think like that. I know that in the dad community, we don't talk about feelings and stuff like that. But it is the holidays. Things get depressing sometimes, depending on your situation. I don't know your situation. Mine's really good. But hey, if you're having issues, man, get a hold of me. Send me a message. I'm not a psychologist or anything like that. But I'll talk with you. It's important. And remember, stay positive. It is, like I said, Christmas time. Go give those kids a hug. Hang out with them. Make it special for them. Because you only have so many years until it's not special anymore with them. And then it's just buying presents. But when it's special, you can see it in their faces. I wholeheartedly believe that. Like I said, watching my little girl with that Elf on the Shelf was so great. She just lights up. She's 100% in. She's like, oh my God, Dad, the elves are here. That's, to me, that's what Christmas is about. I really love it. Anyways, moving on to dad joke of the day. Why did the little girl hit her birthday cake with a hammer? Because it was a pound cake. There you go, guys. Now, moving on to the next, my favorite part. We are going to review a beer. Today is not quite a beer. It's a rattler. I'm just going to look up a definition of a rattler. Rattler. So, a rattler beer or a shandy is a refreshing blonde lager blended 50-50-ish with lemon or lime soda. So there is one out of, I want to say it's Nova Scotia again. Let's see, where are we at? Oh, sorry, New Brunswick. We're at New Brunswick this today at, over at Pump House Brewing. Where the heck are they? They are at, they're in Moncton, or Moncton, New Brunswick. So we're going to review their Crafty Rattler, Blood Orange and Peach. And I've had this before. It's quite good. But let's crack it. Let's see what it tastes like. Ooh, that was a nice little crack on it. If you want to go to their website, it is www.pumphousebrewpub.ca. Go check them out, see what they got. I believe they're also a restaurant. Yeah, you got to just go over to the brewery. Or, oh, yeah, sorry. www.pumphousebrewery.ca is their website. Like I said, Blood Orange Peach. Let's give it a. The can is quite nice. It really reminds me of like the Fantastic Mr. Fox. It's got a raccoon riding a bicycle, wearing Converse. And there's an orange and a peach as the wheels. It's one of those like old timey big bikes. I'll read the back for you. A refreshing blend of Pump House craft beer and fruit soda. The term rattler means cyclist in Germany, where the popularity of cycling and the need for a delicious post-ride beverage spawned the idea of mixing beer with popular fruit drinks. We hope you enjoy drinking as much as we enjoy making. So, yeah, I definitely like this. I'm going to go in for my first drink, and then I'll tell you what I think more about it. Man, they make, like, it's such a nice beer. Like, the beer is nice. Everything's nice about this. The only downside I've ever found, it's not really a downside, but I do get really big burps from it. But you're drinking beer. You should be burping. It's all ale-y. Yeah, no, I have nothing bad to say about this beer. I have reached out to Pump House. And, yeah, they didn't really say much, but they think it's great that I'm reviewing it. I want to tell them, you guys have an amazing product. I wish it wasn't in limited edition form. I wish we could get easier access to it out in British Columbia. I have to go to Alberta to get it as I'm in British Columbia. Yeah, it is, it's just a delightful, like, it's a really good summer, it's a really good all-round beer. I'll drink this anytime. It is that nice. I'm going to go in for another drink. Yeah, you can't beat it. And they have like a bunch of different ones. I've only tried their rattlers. I can't even remember what their other rattler is called. Let's, products. What is the other rattler? Oh, sorry. Their other Rattler is a grapefruit tangerine. Also delicious. Like you, it's so well done. Oh, pardon me. So well done. It's, I would say it's probably my top picks for a Rattler. Yeah, they have like on their website, they have different variety packs. They got a vodka, they got margarita rum. Yeah, but it's hard to find here. Honestly, I haven't seen it around, at least where we are. They got a blueberry ale, Canadian cream ale, Fire Chief red ale. Like, they have a bunch of stuff. So if you want a really nice summer, like I'll say summer drink, but I would drink this all year round. And it's a Rattler. You can have a couple of them and you're not going to be hammered. And you don't get that bloated feeling. It's a nice light beer with the juice. That's one thing I find, like, with a lot of beers, I feel really, like, full after having one. The only type of beer I like to have like that is, like, a Guinness. So, yeah. I would give this a solid 9. Like, definitely go pick it up if you can find it. It's a Pump House Crafty Rattler, Blood Orange and Peach. Wonderful beer, wonderful product. They seem like wonderful people. Pump House, hey, if you guys hear this and you want to, like, you know, hey, Beerable Dad, we want to, like, you know, hey, beer is always a great option to, like, talk to me about or send me. I love beer. So, just throwing that out. Okay, Pump House. So, yeah. Anyways, hopefully you enjoyed the podcast. I will see you guys soon. And stay beerable.